All right, good morning. Let's open to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, 21 to 32. Romans 1, 21 to 32. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore God gave them over in their lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, which is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you for a brand new morning. We thank you for those who are here. God, we want to give you our first fruits this morning. We want to worship you. We want to honor you. We want to hear from you. And God, we just ask for your blessing today. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as I read this passage, I wonder what is running through your minds. I wonder what you are anticipating me to talk about. So I'm pointing out this particular passage. What do you expect me to talk about? I imagine maybe most of you are thinking, oh, you know what? He's going to talk about verse 26 and 27 about, you know, maybe men abandoning their natural functions and men sleeping with men, doing indecent acts. And homosexuality seems to be a big topic in things. But no, what I want us to start looking at is verse 21. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And so here the context begins with people who actually know God, but not honoring him. And, you know, that's going to be a lot of people in the church that they know God, they profess to be Christians, but they don't honor him. And then he goes over and he gives this huge long list of things that that God cannot stand, that God despises. And so I sort of want to jump down to verse 29. And here's just a list of different things, different sins. And he says, being filled with all unrighteousness, there's wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit. There's this whole list. And what I want to focus today on is the gossip part. They are gossips. And so a lot of us as Christians, we like to separate sins. From, you know, we like to separate the really bad ones, like perhaps murder and adultery and homosexuality. And we want to separate the really bad sins from sort of the not-so-bad ones, you know, maybe envy or pride or materialism, and especially this thing called gossip. And so as we go through this list, it says being filled with all unrighteousness, there's wickedness, there's greed, evil, full of envy. I wonder how many of us, you know, are envious, and we don't think that's that big of a deal. Or maybe you're greedy, and that's too bad, but that's not really that big of a deal. Murder, okay, yeah, definitely big deal. Strife, deceit, malice, they're gossips, slanderers, haters of God. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Insolent, you know, disrespectful. arrogant, boastful. That person likes to boast a lot, but, you know, that's no big deal, right? No big deal. God doesn't care about that. Inventors of evil. Well, surely, you know, we don't invent evil. Disobedient to parents. And I used to tell my youth group all the time, I used to point this out. Disobedient to parents, see, you know, that's really bad. Without understanding, untrustworthy, et cetera, et cetera. And so we take gossip and we put that sort of in that same category of, it's not the murder category, it's not the adultery category, it's not the homosexuality, you know, we lump sort of gossip and maybe greed and envy, you know, being envious, you know, of someone's maybe material possessions or status or things, you know, that's not too bad. But in verse 32, he says that those who practice such things are worthy of death. It's like, wow, really, really, God? You really consider that to be that bad? And so I want to sort of talk about one of these things, and it's gossip. So what is gossip? Well, the dictionary definition is that it's talking about a person, whether it's true or not, but showing them in a less and positive light, with the consequences of creating strife and division. And there's a subtle difference and a subtlety to gossip that we, you know, may or may not catch on, but there's a subtle difference between gossip and slander. In a court of law, or, you know, slander is worthy of going to court for. You know, if you slander somebody, you can sue them for slander. I don't know if you can really sue somebody for gossip. But the subtle difference between gossip and slander is, suppose you want to kill someone, there's more than one way to do it. One way to do it is to take a shotgun, walk up right to their face, announce that you're going to shoot them, and then blow them away. That's slander. Or you could take a rifle with a scope, attach a silencer to it, hide yourself in a very far, safe distance away, and then shoot them from a very long distance without anyone knowing whatever happened to them. That would be kind of like gossip. So that's kind of the subtle difference. Somebody once said that people of high intelligence, they talk about ideas. People of average intelligence talk about things. And people of no intelligence talk about each other. And so I wonder where are we in sort of that lineup. People of high intelligence talk about grand ideas. People of average intelligence talk about things. People of no intelligence talk about other people. When we gossip, it reveals our character, it reveals our heart. In fact, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians was afraid of the power of gossip to destroy the church. He was afraid of the gossip that would cause division in the church. And so he didn't hesitate in Romans 1 here. He didn't hesitate to list gossip alongside the list of God-haters, murderers, and other things. And so I want to examine sort of why do we gossip? Why do we gossip? I don't know, except my thoughts are that I think we enjoy the insider status more than we love people. We enjoy being on the know. We enjoy being on the inside. The simple truth of what gossip does is that it raises us up while putting others down. It enhances our image without consideration of the person that we're gossiping about. And so we're willing to maybe destroy somebody else's reputation in order to improve our standing. Once again, we need to realize how subtle this is. This is a very subtle thing. And so when Paul is writing this list, I think we need to draw attention to how we are. And it's easy for us to say, well, you know, some sins are not too bad. Some sins are horrible, you know. And if I go down that list, you know, I would say, well, you know, greed is not too bad. Being envious, that's not too bad. Murder, definitely bad. Strife, pretty bad. Deceit, yeah, pretty bad. Malice, yeah, okay. Gossip, no problem. Slander is bad. Haters have got bad. Insolent, yeah, that's sort of irritating. Arrogant, yeah, it's irritating. Boastful, irritating. Inventors of evil, definitely bad. Disobedient to parents, sometimes. You know, without understanding, well, that's just airheadedness, you know. Untrustworthy, yeah, that's annoying. Unloving, yeah, that's too bad. Unmerciful. And so we categorize these things, but Paul puts them in the same group and lumps them all together. And so, in fact, in Proverbs chapter 6, there's a list of six things that God truly detests, hates. Of course, murder is in that list, but if you notice, the very last thing of the list of the six things that God hates involves gossip, causing strife among brothers. That's how serious that we ought to realize that gossip is and what it does. It's such a silent, subtle killer of others and of the church and the collective body and things like this. These verses speak against and point out the seriousness of this sin and what God hates. And so when we stir up trouble within the church with our gossip, we're putting ourselves in line with the wrath of God. And so, just to close this morning, just to think of just ways how we can sort of deal with this, there are four ways. We can handle it constructively, we can handle it subtly, we can handle it according to the scriptures of Matthew 18, and we can handle it as someone who's concerned. And so when you're in a situation where there's gossip, where there's slander, where there's talk about somebody, you know, in a negative reputation, you can respond in maybe this way. And just to give you some takeaways, I hear what you're saying, but now what do you think we should do to help this person? Or what do you think we should do for this person? Or, you know, what I like to do is, you know, just say, you know what, I'm feeling a little bit uncomfortable about this conversation. And, you know, that way it's like, you know what, I just don't want to talk about it. I'm just feeling uncomfortable. And usually when you say you're uncomfortable, people back off and puts an end to it. Or according to Matthew 18, you can say, you know, have you talked to him privately? Have you talked to her privately about this? Have you talked to this person? Or, if you're concerned, say, man, you know, if this person walked in, man, that this person would really be hurt, I think. There's a Chinese proverb that says, speak only well of people, and you never need to whisper. Speak well of people, and you never need to whisper. The question I think that you have to ask yourself is, would I feel comfortable saying this if the person were to walk in into our conversation? Or if this person walked in right now, would I stop talking? I think as you know, a lot of times we gossip, we slander, we talk bad about people, we talk negative about people, and we don't even realize it. I think as you're speaking, a good guideline to have is, if this person were to walk into the room right now, would you stop talking? I know a lot of times we pull people aside and then we lower our voices, and then we start talking about that person. You have to ask yourself, you know, if this person were to walk in, would we feel comfortable about that? And I know all of us, including myself, have been guilty of that. Chuck Swindoll likes to say, can I quote you on this when it talks about that? And so may God help us speak well of people in the best possible light. May God put a watch on all of our tongues so that we may avoid the sin of gossip. And I just want to finish with Matthew chapter 12, if you want to turn there, Matthew chapter 12, 33 to 37. Matthew 12, 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. I want to say that again. For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and for by your words you'll be condemned. And here's a clear picture of judgment. For every careless word that people speak, careless meaning without care, without knowing, without, intention, without thinking about it, with just carelessly, that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words, you're going to be justified, and for by your words, you'll be condemned. And so here is a continuation of this theme of the seriousness of how God treats our words. A few weeks ago with Pastor Ray, he talked about the power of words and how it's able to give life, and the power of words, how it's able to condemn, and the power of words of how it's able to cut to the core, the power of words. And here's a sort of an example of the seriousness of the power of words in the other way, that God treats gossip and slander as something detestable to him. And so may we be able to talk about people in positive light. This morning, I just want to bring your attention to your words, bring attention to your heart, that out of the evilness out of your heart comes out your words, and out of the goodness of your heart come your words. And so let's meditate on that this morning. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. I think most people grew up hearing the phrase, if you can't say something good about somebody, then don't say anything at all. Proverbs 11 talks about that, how we should keep private matters private. But the Bible also talks about don't allow gossip to go unchallenged. And so when you're aware, keen, of false things going around in terms of our speech, the Bible talks about to challenge them. In other words, wow, if that's the case, then what can we do to help this person? Or have you talked to him or her privately? So this morning, I'd like the scriptures to penetrate and seek out our souls. For those of us going through GIC currently, we're talking about how the scripture exposes our heart. So let's meditate on that this morning as we sing.
Makes me whole. I love your presence. And I love. your depths of your love, and I find peace. It makes me whole.
Let's come before the Lord and ask Him to wash our hearts that we may speak life into people, that we would repent of the things that we gossip about, and let's just come before Him. We're all guilty of this, and so let's ask the Lord to shine His light upon that area of our life. And let's go before God.
Father, fill our hearts with light. God, fill our lips with light. God, we just pray that our words, God, would be filled with light and truth, God, to edify the body. Pray that no unwholesome talk will come out of our mouths. Just pray that you fill us with Jesus.
Father, fill our hearts with truth that we may speak truth. Fill our hearts with light that we would speak light. God, we pray that no unwholesome talk would come out of our mouths, Lord. And Father, would you forgive us for the slander and gossip that have come out of our mouths, Lord. God, we just want to be just filled with your life, God, that we would speak words of life to others. God, just as a plant grows and blooms, Lord, I pray that our words would be the fertilizer that fertilizes the soul of others around us, God. Lord, we just pray, Father, for your truth to do that, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's move into intercession for those who are sick, as we are faithful every single day. And let's continue to pray for those with cancer, and let's just lift them up and just have faith that God has a plan, that He's doing things behind the scenes, and let's just pray with compassion and mercy for those who are struggling with cancer and chemo and needing a transplant. So let's lift them up right now. Let's pray for salvation. Let's pray that God would save. God is still in the business of changing lives, from bringing people from death into life. And let's ask the Lord that through their illness, that they would come to know Christ. And let's just see a changed life. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for those on the screen right now. Let's continue to pray those who are sick and ill with other infirmities, and they truly need us to pray for them. So let's lift them up in prayer. So let's continue to do that. Let's pray.
God, we pray for Evelyn Young. Lord, we just pray, Father, for them having difficulties having a child of barren. Lord, you know all about that, God, throughout Scripture, God. Lord, you've heard the cries of those who are barren, Lord. Father, for, I pray that you have mercy upon them, Lord Jesus. God, we just pray that as they struggle with a new job, life, Lord Jesus, we pray for that. Lord, we pray for Pastor Ed's mother-in-law. God, we pray for healing over them. Lord, we pray for Sophia, Father, for just her body. Lord, we pray life into her body. We just pray life into you. In Jesus' name, Lord. We pray for his dad. Lord, we pray for throat problems. Lord, we pray for what might be lung cancer. God, we say no to that in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Pastor Jimmy, God, as he recovers. God, you've been good and you've been faithful. God, continue to reveal your goodness to him, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for his calling, God, as he continues to recover, Lord, we just pray, God, that you would be an incredible testimony, Lord, in Jesus' name, we just pray for Matt Nate's mom, Lord, for healing, God, we pray for Dan Jake's father, Lord, with ALS, God, Lord, we just pray, God, that you do something powerful, Lord, in Jesus' name,
Let's begin to lift of those who are looking for jobs for employment, and God is opening up doors for people. And so let's continue to lift them up and pray for others that may not be on the list, and let's just pray for jobs.
Lord, we just pray, Father God, for interviews, God, to open, Lord, opportunities. Lord, we just pray, God, for a time that seems dark and bleak. Lord, we just pray, God, that you would shine a light, God, to it, Lord. Lord, we know, Lord, that you have a plan for your children, Lord, and we just ask, God, for jobs to open, Lord. We lift up high to Katharina and Q, Rainbow, Lord. We pray for Mark, Lord. We just lift up Tracy and Rachel, Lord. We lift up James, Lord. We lift up Daniel, Lord. We lift up John and Samuel and Dennis and Young, Lord. We just pray, Father, for Mike, Lord. We just ask, Father, for, Lord, your healing, God. Lord, we just pray, Father, for employment, Lord. We just pray that you provide just as you provided, God. For others, God, that you provide for all, Lord Jesus, Lord. God, we just pray, Lord God, Father, for wisdom, God, as people interview, God, we pray for just an impartation, God, of wisdom, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's pray for our mission focus this morning, and let's begin to lift up Japan and Thailand and North Korea. And let's especially lift up our NK team leaving this weekend, and ask the Lord to really open our eyes, pray for that we would see God's plan and what he wants SP to be involved with in terms of NK as we go. Let's pray for protection and let's pray for health over the team. Some are getting a little bit sick, and so let's just lift up the NK team as you pray for North Korea. Let's pray.
Father, we lift up Japan, Lord. We just lift up Kobe, Lord. We lift up the leaders there and missionaries there, God, in that dark land. Father, we pray, God, for your hand to move upon Japan. God, we want to see revival, God. Lord, let it start at a grassroots level. But God, let there be your gospel to go forth through Japan, Lord Jesus. So we just pray for Thailand, God. We pray for Rachel, Lord. We pray for our words, Lord. We pray for Thai care, Lord. God, we just lift them up to you, Jesus. God, we just pray, Father, for the work that she's doing, God, the films that she's making, God.
Let's pray for our SP ministries. Let's pray for Noah's Ark and the nursery for Pastor Carol. Let's pray for the youth for Pastor Nate and men's and women's ministries. Let's ask God to bless the kids, to show the kids that God is real and that he's alive. And so let's lift them up right now.
Father, we just pray for Noah's Ark. We pray for their teachers. We pray for the volunteers. We pray, Father, for Pastor Carol. Lord, we just ask, Father, for wisdom and that they would know that you are alive. God, we just pray that they will continue to grow in you, Jesus, Lord, that they would know you. Lord, we pray, Father, for the youth kids, God, that they would not be rebellious, but, God, they would be obedient to you, God, as you shape their self-esteem, as you shape their understanding and the foundations of their faith, God. I pray that you'd use our ministries, Lord, for that. Lord, we just pray. Lord, we just thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just pray for men's and women's ministry, Lord. We just pray, God, that the men, God, would rise up, Lord God, that the men of the homes would rise up, Lord. We just pray, Father, for the women, God, to stand firm, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father.
Let's pray for the house churches that are meeting today, Conduit, Island, McRobinson, and Elements. Let's ask the Lord to truly bless their fellowship, and as many of them share Thanksgiving meals, let's ask the Lord to truly receive honor and praise as we reflect on what we're thankful for, and so let's lift them up today.
Father, we thank you for Conduit, and Island, and McRobinson, and Elements. Lord, we pray for the leaders, God. We just pray, God, that you would, that we would continually to give praise and thanksgiving, and that praise and thanksgiving will continue to be on our lips today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We just ask, Father, for your blessing upon them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just pray, Father God, that we'll be thankful, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we'll see you.
Oh, Lord, you are a faithful God, and we continue to seek your face, God. We continue to want to see nations transformed, God, with your gospel. We want nations to be changed through people who go there and preach your word, God. We want to see healings, and we want to see miracles happen in the lives of your people, Father, for you want to bless your children. And, God, we come before you humbly. In all humility, God, and we just ask for your presence in this place today. And God, we want to continue to seek your face, God. And so, Lord, would you meet us in this place today? We thank you, God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, God. Lord, let words of praise and thanksgiving continue to be on our lips. God, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the storms, God, for you are a good God. And Lord, we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.